A simmering row between Prague and Beijing has finally come to a head after the former announced a decision to terminate a sister city agreement with the Chinese capital. The country's embassy said late on Wednesday night that it had abrogated the document itself. But can the dispute actually harm Prague? Ian Willoughby looked into the story.
In 2016, the mayors of Prague and Beijing ceremonially signed a sister city agreement during a visit to the Czech capital by Chinese President Xi Jinping. At the start of this week, current mayor Zdeněk Hřib announced that Prague had decided to pull out of the agreement. The reason? An article stating that the city recognised the One China policy, according to which Taiwan belongs to China. The Prague government had called in vain on Beijing to remove the clause. On Wednesday, the Chinese side hit back, with the ambassador to Prague, Zhang Jinman, saying the city's own interests would suffer if it didn't change tack. Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs Tomáš Petříček said threats had no place in diplomacy and spoke of strong pressure from China, which has barred music ensembles linked to Prague from touring there in the recent past. Then, late on Wednesday night, the Chinese embassy announced that it had itself revoked the sister city deal. Minister Petříček gave his response to the news.
I regard it as an expected step on Beijing's part, as Prague had for several months considered ending the agreement due to the reference to the One China policy, which the Czech Republic respects. Relations between cities don't necessarily reflect the Czech Republic's official foreign policy.
Leading Czech sinologist Professor Olga Lomová says the Czech capital need not have anything to fear from the Beijing leadership.
It's just the rhetoric, and I can't imagine what might happen to Prague from China at this moment. Because, to my knowledge, and according to the information from the City of Prague Council, there is no serious collaboration going on between the two cities. So we can expect that any artistic or musical group that would like to visit the capital of China would be prevented from doing so. But this is not the primary objective of the city of Prague. This is a private interest of these subjects. So that's, I think, all that can happen.
Prime Minister Andrej Babiš warns that Prague, being in a state of war with the world's most populous state, could impact the estimated 650,000 Chinese tourists who visit the city every year and generate taxes. For her part, Professor Lomová jokes that may not be a bad thing.
As we have too many tourists in this city, I think it won't be a damage. We will be quite happy. But this is my personal opinion as a person living in the center of Prague.